T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we have Gary Smith of the Times-Picayune / New Orleans Advocate on to give us a little information about the Tulane-Memphis game this weekend. You can find him on Twitter at Gary Smith. Gary, how you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm in my car driving up to Memphis as we speak right now.
So you on I-55 headed north?
That is correct.
Where you at? Because I don't want you to hit any
still
dead
got a
spots.
Ways to go. No, I'm good. I'm passing Ponchatoula right now, so I still got a long way to go.
You got about 4 hours to go, my man.
Yep.
Trust me,
yep.
I've made that trip once or twice. There's a lot of optimism up in Memphis about this game, mm-hmm. because they feel like that now they can kind of really focus on playing football and not worry so much about going undefeated after losing or dropping one to Temple.
Yeah.
How do you see this matchup? What are some of the keys that you think that has to occur in this game for Tulane to be successful?
I think that the biggest thing we're going to see is how good is Tulane's pass rush, because Memphis's quarterback Brady White is one of the rare spread quarterbacks these days who is immobile. He does not move around well. He holds the ball a long time. And last year when Tulane upset Memphis 40-24 at Yeoman Stadium, they sacked him 7 times and just rattled him early and really dominated the game with their pass rush. Memphis has a lot of weapons at both running back. They've got a terrific freshman running back, a lot of great receivers, a tight end who's terrific. They're a dangerous team if Brady White has time to throw. Tulane has the personnel to prevent him from having that time. All of those guys are back this year that gave him so much trouble last year. So I feel like that's going to be the key. Of course, not going to be as easy on the road to get that type of pressure as when you are at home. But I think that'll determine the winner of the game. If Tulane pressures Brady White, I think Tulane has an excellent chance to win this game.
2-1-loss teams going into this matchup, and I know there's a huge amount of excitement finally building up for this Tulane football mm-hmm. program. What are you hearing from like Coach Willie Fritz and how he's keeping this team so motivated and staying the course right now?
Yeah, that's one of his strengths. Is he really does. He spouts out all the cliches about trying to go 1-0 every week and keeping an even keel, but he really does keep an even keel. That doesn't always mean his players are. When you're dealing with 18-22-year-olds, You can't be sure, but if any coach could keep his team on that level deal, it's him. And it's a big week for Tulane. On the cusp of the top 25, if they beat Memphis, they'll almost definitely get into the top 25 for the first time in 21 years. That's a big deal. They'll keep themselves in the front of the AAC West. You can't be sure that the players will be able to handle it well, but Willie Fritz, from all I've been covering this team from the day he got there, and he does an incredibly good job at keeping these guys from getting focused on the wrong thing.
And just following up on that, if they are successful, that would put them, 3-0 in the conference. And, that would move them a little bit closer to their first ever berth in that AAC championship game. If they win Saturday, they're bowl mm-hmm. eligible. But I think that this team wants, has their eyes set on, just not being bowl eligible, but, maybe winning 8-9 games. How do you think that they're handling it that, even though Coach Fritz is telling them this, but, just from the players' perspective as far as the energy that they have and going on the road and trying to upset this Memphis team?
They're ready for it. Look, from day one, and they were talking about winning the Western Division. People on the outside were talking about them trying to become bowl eligible. Hey, Tulane hadn't been bowl eligible in back-to-back years since 1997 and 1998, haven't gone to back-to-back bowls since 1979 and 1980. But the players didn't care about that. They believed from day one that they had the personnel to win the AAC West. So their focus hadn't changed at all on that front. And they're good enough to do it. Before the year started, they had a championship-level defense. It turns out they have a championship-level offense, too, with new offensive coordinator Will Hall. You take out the Auburn game, and Tulane is averaging 551 yards a game. That's higher. That's more than they averaged in 1998 when they went undefeated. They've been a juggernaut offensively. Memphis doesn't have a great defense. We'll learn a lot. I mean, because these players have talked a lot about how good they are. If they're as good as they think they are, and having watched them this year, I do think they're as good as they think they are, then they'll be able to go into Memphis and win at a place where they've lost six straight and none of those games were even close. They want this to be a new era for Tulane football, and tomorrow night is the night to prove that it is a new era.
Gary, man, you be safe traveling on that highway, and we'll definitely be watching tomorrow on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock, the Tulane Green Wave versus the Memphis Tigers.
It should be a fun one.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Be safe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.